This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, Elitabi Axilona Eletu Elitabi Lelikamoya. Yes, Elitabi Axilona Eletu Elitabi Lelikamoya. Wow, those who are there on Facebook, they can tell Uguti, as I've said, Uguti Apostle is on the way. And they have safely arrived up at Tiger Valley Mall at Radio K Pulpit. I will allow them this opportunity to greet you so that we can start with the agenda of the day.
Good afternoon, our radio listeners. Radio listeners of 729 AM Radio K Pulpit, you are greeted this afternoon in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a joy once again for the opportunity that God has opened for us, made it available to come and minister God's word. I always like putting it this way, that it is the unadulterated, pure spiritual milk of the word. Like when Peter says, like newborn babes desire pure spiritual milk. It is only the pure spiritual milk that will be able to help us to grow in our salvation.
Wow.
We salute you. We thank God for you and would love you to get ready. Get your notebook, get your Bible and a pen and be ready. I'm not alone. I'm together with my wife, Lollipop Prophetess Chaba. And I would love her to, would love to give you a chance to greet you so that afterwards then we can then take on in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate it.
Amen. Greetings, everybody, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you are greeted, viewers and listeners of Radio K Pulpit 729. Yes. I'm greeting you with the word of God that has been laid in my heart. The book of Hosea.
Wow.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It is so crucial. It is so adamant, and, you know, it is so serious. The word of God says there, my people are perishing. In the translations, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Uti, for you have rejected me as God, and I have rejected you. It, you have forsaken my laws, and I have forsaken your children.
Wow.
It reminds me of the book of Judges chapter 2, where it says that another generation grew up who neither knew the Lord or what he has done in the desert. So, Lord generation leyo, ile isiphetheke kakubi, ile nkosi yam kuthi kwawuthethwa. It disobeyayo, this generation of this today. But likhona ilizwi likaNkulunkulu kwincwadi kaJoshua chapter 1 verse 8. Ithi, Joshua, meditate on this book. Do not let this book depart from your mouth.
Yeah.
But meditate on it day and night so that you can do what it says. And therefore you will be successful. In life, we all need success in life. We all need prosperity in life. But the prosperity that I know, it's through the word of God. By knowing the word of God. Isaiah chapter 1. I've reared children and they rejected me.
Yeah.
The ox knows its master and the donkey knows its manger, its master's manger. But my people, they do not know. So a lack of knowledge can be very, very dangerous.
Wow.
A lack of the word of God, it is very dangerous. As I am encouraging each and everyone today, that let us come back, South Africa, rise.
Yes.
Rise. God is coming. We are nearing the end of time. We have to take heed of the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, wow, wow. Prophet, prophetess and apostle, we welcome you once again. It's the second month of the year 2024, and you were here last month already, and this is the second time. I'm definitely sure that you messed us up last time, and we just don't know what to expect now. But our mouths are wide open. I just want, before I let you, Apostle, to share the word, Umama, to pray for us, then we should straight to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
You say in your word, if we ask anything in your name, it is given to us. So we are sure, we are positive that when we come and approaching the throne of grace, we have everything we ask of.
Yeah.
For you say in your word, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Today, Lord, as we come before you, asking for you to open our eyes in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual ears so that we may hearken to your word, Lord, and not only
yes,
be
Lord.
The listeners, but also be the doers of your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, bless each and everyone that is
Lord.
Listening today in this podcast. I'm asking for a change in their lives, in their children's lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nababede kula nkosi ambaphilise ngezwi lakho egameni lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Nababengalali nkosi ambalalisa ubuthongo namhlanje egameni lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth ngenxa yezwi lakho. Izwi lakho linamandla, izwi lakho liyaphilisa, izwi lakho liyaprotect.
Yes,
in the Lord. Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Siyabulela to prophetess. Indeed, Israel Gatito is so powerful, and Israel Gatito is what will change us. Apostle, feel free and take your time. We are in your hands.
Amen. To our listeners, I want to take you to those of you who did not tune in last time when I was here. I would love to take you to, just in a summary form, to highlight what I spoke about last time.
Yes.
I spoke on the book of Genesis chapter 31, where the Bible says, when Jacob realized that the attitude of the sons of Laban had changed, that it was no longer, they were not treating him like they treated him before. When Jacob realized that, the Bible says he realized that the attitude of the sons of Laban had changed because they told themselves that everything that Jacob has, he has acquired it by stealing from our father. And when their attitudes changed, the Bible says, then the Lord said to Jacob, leave, go to Bethel. Now, what we're highlighting was an attitude goes a long way.
Yeah.
You can be in the midst of wonderful and powerful things, but your attitude can blind you not to see great things or something that is available that is in front of your eyes. If your thoughts or your thinking, your thought or your thinking pattern is not straight, if you are not thinking straight, it may blind you because you are not able to see what is exactly in front of you because of the attitude. So we spoke about the attitude and we are saying we need to guard our attitude because attitude goes a long way.
Yes.
There are so many scriptures that I can go through in the Bible, but also the other scripture that we highlighted was the book of Matthew chapter 18, where the Bible says, unless we become like children, unless we are willing to change, unless we are willing to adapt to every situation that we come across in our mindset, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Just entering the kingdom of heaven, it requires a change of the mindset. Very, very important. Children, you may offend a child right now, and the next moment the child comes back to you and he's hugging you and kissing you. He has forgotten about all that you did because he is willing to change and he is growing. So the Bible says, unless we are willing to change in our mind and become like little children, even though we are adults age-wise, we have grown up, but in our minds we should be like, so we should be childlike so that we can be able to experience the things of God. Now, today I want us to take it further on the same subject. And I want to take my our listeners to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to read verse 5. Verse 5, it reads as follows. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain.
Wow.
This is for the first time where we read in the Bible where God's heart was filled with pain. Every time in Genesis chapter 1, everything that God created, it was good. It was good. It was good in Genesis chapter 1. But the last verse, it says, after God had created man in his own image, the Bible says, and behold, it was very good. And then in chapter 2, God says, it is not good for a man to be alone. That is the first only good. I will make him a suitable helper. But now where we are reading now is for the first time whereby God's heart is filled with pain. And the main thing is, you know, the most challenging thing is his heart was filled with pain because the thoughts of men was evil all the time. The thoughts we speak of, the mind, which is the thoughts, your thinking pattern, your attitude. Now, what we need to realize to our listeners, we need to realize this. Man is a spirit. He has a body. He lives in a body and he has a soul. This is very, very important. I need to repeat this. Man is a spirit. He is housed in a body, in a physical body. And he has a soul.
Wow.
Now, the soul comprises of the mind, the will, and the emotions. All, when you put them together, they form the soul. Now, the soul is the connection, is the only connection between your spirit and your body. So, in other words, your soul is the mediator between your spirit and the body.
Wow.
So if your soul gets the wrong message, it will open up to your spirit, and your spirit man will catch the wrong message, and your body will react wrongly because of the soul. Now, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what goes through your mind is extremely important because it will affect how you react to life, how you react to the environment, how you react to things around you. All that is being determined by your soul. Now, in the book of 3 John verse 2, it says, I desire that all may go well with you. This is John now. He's saying, I desire that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. There is no way that you can get well in every area of your life without involving the soul. Everything has to go through your soul, which is your thinking, the thoughts, the mindset, your intelligence, your knowledge. All that has to go through your soul, your emotions. All that is part of your soul. There is no way that you can do something, anything good, without first thinking it. And that is why one of the greatest things that Jesus said before he could introduce the kingdom message, he says, repent. And repent, we read last time, it is the change of the mindset. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 5, it says, those who live according to the sinful nature, they have their minds set on what that nature desires. And those who live in accordance with the Spirit, they have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Now, I'm going to bring to your attention to say, most of the problem that the children of the Lord has, it is not with your spirit. When you receive Jesus Christ, the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is gone and the new has come. In your spirit, you are born again by the Spirit of God. You hear the word of God and the Holy Spirit convicts you and you say, yes, I believe I'm a sinner and I'm rendering my life to the Lord. And you confess Jesus as Lord, you become a child of God. Now, being a child of God, you've got a duty that you need to work on. And most people overlook that. Most people tend to think that because I'm a child of God, I have confessed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then everything is going to go smooth in my life. It doesn't work like that. You need to pull your soul. And that is why it is important for every child of God to study the Word, to know the Word of God, to memorize the Word of God. By studying and memorizing the Word of God, you are bringing your soul to tally so that your soul can be able to connect with your spirit. And once your soul, which is your thinking pattern, which is your mindset, is lined up with your spirit, then it will be able to pull your body. And to prove this, from the scriptures, we don't realize something. When Adam fell in the garden, when he disobeyed God and he fell in three levels. Number one, he was separated from God spiritually. And the Bible calls it death. Physically, he was in the garden walking, but he was dead spiritually because he was disconnected from God. And that is why every person who is on planet Earth, he must be connected back to God through Jesus Christ. That's why being born again, it's not an issue of a church. It is what God has prescribed in his word. By being born again, you are then being connected back to your Creator in your spirit. Now, man fell in the spirit. He was disconnected spiritually because he was in the garden. And when God came and said, where are you? He said, I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid. And God asked him, who told you that you were naked? Because someone else came and planted the wrong seed in his soul. So man fell spiritually. Number two, man fell socially in his soul. Man fell in his soul. The soulish realm was affected. The thinking pattern of man was affected. The thoughts of man was affected. He fell in his soul. That's the second area. And lastly, he was affected in his physical body. Because man used to live for many, many years, 920 years, 930 years, and now his years were cut down to 120 years. And as time went on, God is saying in the book of Psalms, he's cutting it to 70 or 80 if you are strong, because our physical bodies were affected. Also, when man was separated from God, because man is God's crown of creation, when man was affected spiritually, when man fell spiritually, nature was affected, all of it. And nature is waiting for us to be reconciled back to our position. You will read that for yourself in the book of Romans chapter 8. Now, the soul part of it, this is the portion that we are extracting, that we are concentrating on. The soul is the thinking part of a human being. It is your thoughts. It is what goes through your mind. Now, the enemy was able to manipulate man's mind because man's mind fell from where it was. It fell with him spiritually. To a point that God is reminding us in the book of Isaiah. God is saying to us, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. and my ways are higher than your ways. Why? Mm. Because man fell from that level of thinking. Because we're made in the image of God.
Mm.
We're made to think like God. So when man fell, he began to think like a small devil.
Wow.
And
wow.
It pained the heart of God. Because if man is thinking, man has the thoughts of, if man has devilish thoughts, he's going to act like a devil.
And the only way
to change the actions of man is to be able to change the thoughts. And thus, it brings us to this point. Until your mind changes.
Hey.
Until your mind changes, nothing changes. You can take a person, put him in a good area. Until his mind changes, nothing changes.
Wow.
Last time I made an illustration, I said, if you take a person living in the park, and you take him to a palace, unless you change his mindset, he's going to change a palace into a park.
Wow.
He will do exactly what he was doing in the park until you change his mindset. Now, what is important is this. God will definitely deliver you. God will deliver you as much as he delivered the children of Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. But for your freedom, you need to work out your salvation to get yourself free from the hands of the enemy. Freedom is expensive because it's going to cost you as an individual to do something with your soul, to do something with your mindset. And that is why we read in the book of John chapter 3. I know it's a scripture that we know. Listen to this one. In John chapter 3, I'm reading verse 31. It says, "The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all." Now, it was important that Jesus Christ had to come, because Jesus Christ is coming to show us the mistakes that the first Adam did. Where the first Adam fell short, the second Adam is coming to demonstrate. Now, when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, because he was coming from above, his thought pattern was completely different from the ones of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Because he is coming to show us where we messed up. When there was a need, every time he connected with God, he spoke to the Father. He took the bread and he looked up to heaven. And he gave to the disciples. And the disciples gave to other people. When he was in the boat and water was coming in, Jesus went to sleep. Because he knew that there is no way that water can drown him. Because all things were made by him and for him and through him. So God is saying to us, we need to go back and work on our soul. We need to work on our minds. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Since you received Christ as Lord, set your minds on things above. Where Christ is seated at the right-hand side of God.
Wow.
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
And when he appears, you
also shall appear with him." So God is urging us to go back to the Word, to work on our soul, to work on our minds, so that we can have the thoughts of God.
Wow.
And when we have the thoughts of God, we will do the works of God. Wow. We will not do the works of God until we have the mind. And the Bible in the book of Philippians, it says, "Let the mind that was in Christ be in you." And the Bible says, we have the mind of Christ. This is very important that we need to memorize. You know, when we read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, God says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. The commandments that I give to you today, they are to be upon your hearts. impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you walk along the road, when you sit at home, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Impress them, tie them as symbols around your neck. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And in the book of Joshua, God says, this book of the law, Joshua, I'm not giving you a staff that Moses had. I'm giving you my word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night. As you meditate on this word, it will change your thinking. It will change your mindset. And when your mindset is changed, then you will be able to do the works of God. The Bible says, the people who know their God shall be great, and they will do exploits in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Wow, wow, Hallelujah.
Eish. Blessed be the name.
Yeah, so you are saying, Apostle, the challenge or the battle that we have is the mind.
It's the mind, yes.
If our soul is fed right.
Yes.
Then meaning that our body will follow.
Yes.
And our spirit will be in a right direction.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah,
right.
Because the soul is the link between the body and the spirit.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that we align that soul part.
That's true.
Which is the mind.
Yes.
And I think that's where we are stuck.
That's where the church is stuck. That's where we're stuck. That's where we're stuck. And that's why some people, even after they've read the word, you know, people have this mentality. After, when people do the devotion, after reading the word and after praying, they close the Bible and then he goes to work or wherever, the place of commitment, wherever he has to go. And we tend to forget about the word. And we say, most people, I've heard people say this, now we are done with the word. Now we are done with the church stuff. Let's get to real life. There's no life without the word. We need to know, after going through the word, we need to know this word that God has impressed upon my heart, that I read in my devotion. How do I implement it in on daily basis so that I'm able to see it come to pass in my own life? There's nothing like, now I have prayed, I'm done, now I'm getting into real life. Real life is our spiritual life, because what is seen was made from that which was invisible.
Wow.
So our real life is in the spirit.
Yeah. And No, because I'm ticking the boxes that the word of God is powerful on its own without putting any material on it.
Yes.
But most of Christians are living a defeated life.
Yes.
While we do have the weapon in our hands.
That's it. That's it.
And it could be because we are only reading the Bible to tick a box that I've read the Bible.
Yes.
We don't study, as you used to say, that,
that
we
is
must
true.
Study the word.
Yes.
Not read it.
Yes.
And when you are reading it, you are reading it just to tick a box that I read the
Bible. I read the Bible, yes. That you close it.
Without you being intentional about it.
That's it.
Without you putting a posture that I'm reading the word of God.
Yes.
And the word of God speaks to me.
Yes.
And this is where I get to find out if my soul is in line with what this word is saying.
That is
then
true,
if I'm picking up that my soul is not in line with this word, then I have to change and repent and change my mindset.
That's
in, when it comes to receiving the word of God.
That is true.
Because I like the illustration that you have made, that you can take someone who is living in a park and put him in a palace.
Yes.
But still, if the mindset is not changed, that person might be in palace, but yet operating or using a wrong mindset in a place where everything is there for.
Is available.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That is very true. And it's something also, men of God, that I want to bring up is, that, do you remember the children of Israel? When they were in Egypt, they were, the Pharaoh oppressed them for almost 430 years. They lived under oppression of Pharaoh. God sent Moses to go and get them out from the hand of Pharaoh. They came out of Egypt physically, and they were in the desert. But their minds remained in Egypt. Their minds were still with Pharaoh. When God began to speak to them in the desert, God realized that these people, even though I took them from the hand of Pharaoh, but in their mindset, they are still in the hand of Pharaoh. I can't do anything about them.
Wow.
And the Bible says God kept them in shackles in the desert, and he destroyed them in the desert.
Wow.
None of them made it for Canaan because their minds remained in Egypt.
Wow.
Now, people come to the Lord, they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, a person is born again, but he still have a mindset of the world. With a mindset of the world, a person comes to the church, he's now born again, he's a child of God, but the mindset has not yet changed, even though he's in a different environment.
Wow.
And no wonder the church is stuck spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Apostle, let me allow you to do your closing remarks. Hey, yeah, there's a lot of things that are coming up as you are narrating or explaining as to how we ought to guard our attitude.
Amen.
Yeah, because I think this is what makes us to be on the receiving side or on us being the spectators.
That is true.
The only people that receive are people who have a right attitude.
100%. And
yes, because God can be amongst us.
Yeah.
But if our attitude is not in line with that which is happening currently,
we miss out.
Then we might miss out.
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, also the other thing in closing remarks now, you realize that the children of Israel, they were sent to spy the land. 12 spies were sent to spy the land. They saw the same thing, the same land. It was the same land. Joshua and Caleb, they came with a different report.
Yeah.
10 other spies, they saw the giants.
Yes.
And they said, we can't. And because they said, we can't, when God said they can, they did not.
Wow.
And that evil report in the book of Numbers, the Bible says it made the children of Israel to cry the whole night.
Wow.
When people bring you a bad and negative report, it makes you negative and it makes you to cry and to see things in a negative way. But Joshua and Caleb, they move forward and they silence the people. They say, no ways. They said, let us go in and possess the land. And they brought the fruit of the land. In closing, I am reading Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, I read, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. With this verse, God is saying to us, feed your soul and come up to my level. God is saying to us, we are too low. His level is up there and we are low down there. And Paul, by the Spirit of God, he got it. And he said, God is saying to us, he is able to do more than what we can think or imagine.
Wow.
Imagination or thinking is part of the soul. And God is saying, come up. I have great things for you. But with your mindset, you are limiting me. I cannot do what I want to do. You are delaying me, church. Rise up. Come up to my level. Because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And my ways are higher than your ways. May God help us that we'll graduate, that we'll grow. That our minds, our soul, will feed our soul on daily basis. So that we'll bring it up to the level. Have you ever imagined, sometimes we go to a garage, and they put the dipstick to check the level of your oil. And they say, your oil is low. You must increase the level. They're not saying it is empty. They're saying it is low. And if it is low, you may run, you may destroy your engine completely. God is saying to us, our thoughts are too low. Bring them up so that I can walk with you. The book of Amos says, how can two walk together unless they agree? God wants to walk with us. And he cannot work with us due to our mindset is very, very low. Let's bring it up to where it's supposed to be. And then we'll do great exploits for God. God bless you. in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, Apostle, thank you very much. Thank you, Prophetess, as well. Wow, we are full. You know, we are full. I'm definitely sure that as we progress, Abapulapuli, they can be able to watch this on Facebook, and as well, we are going to do a podcast specifically for this segment of the show. And thank you very much, Apostle. We really appreciate and honor you of sharing the Word of God and also investing in us. Amen. We don't take this session for granted, and may the Lord continue to preserve you for us. And thank you very much. Now, sizokhupha-ke Apostle with ingoma ka Amos Mphahlele esithi, the storm is over.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.